We're now on the Rumble Revolution hotline by former Razorback, current Memphis Grizzly, Ronnie Brewer. Hi, Ronnie Brewer.
Hey, how you doing?
Very fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Well, here's the thing, Ronnie. I'm in a tough spot, and a lot of people at work today probably are in the same position I'm in. One of my coworkers on this show is a devout L.A. Lakers fan, and one of my coworkers on this show is a devout Boston Celtics fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a tough spot. Somebody's going to be a big old baby here in a couple of weeks, but somebody's going to be riding high.
Again.
So who's it going to be, Ronnie Brewer, a man who knows all too well what these teams bring to the court?
I don't know. I think it's going to be a tough series. I think it can go either way, just depending on how certain people play. I mean, you know what Kobe Bryant's going to bring you. You know what the big three with the Celtics is going to bring you, but it depends on how those other guys with the Lakers, Pau Gasol and Andrew Bynum, Lamar Odom and Ron Artest, how those guys play, Derek Fisher. If those guys can step up and play like they've been playing in the playoffs and elevate their game a little bit more, I think that the Lakers might just have a little bit more talent just because, I mean, they have one of the best closers in the game.
Right.
But, again, if Rondo plays like he's been playing and elevates his game a little bit more, the Celtics have so many weapons where they can – I mean, you've got Ray Allen who's kind of stays the same throughout the whole playoffs, and Paul Pierce, who's been a Finals MVP, and everybody knows what KG brings you. And Kendrick Perkins played so well against Dwight Howard. It is going to be interesting to see how he matches up with the Lakers' big guys. And I just think, depending on how certain people play, he can go either way.
When we were there earlier in the season, I asked you about Kobe Bryant, and I kind of alluded to the fact that he was virtually unguardable, and you said, I don't think anybody's unguardable. Clearly, you have some physical attributes that give you a chance at defending him and holding him down. Obviously, the guy's a great talent. If you're Boston, how do you approach stopping him? Because, again, that's going to be job one, and he's the biggest, truest superstar in this matchup, I would say, right? I mean, that's a safe thing,
definitely.
Right?
Well, the thing that about the Boston Celtics, the reason why they won the championship the year they did, is they play phenomenal team defense. It's not one guy that they put up there who's going to get the assignment that, hey, you're gonna shut Kobe Bryant down, you're going to hold him to under 30 points, because that's almost impossible. But what they are going to do is they're going to force him to take tough shots, force him into help positions where whoever's guarding him, you're going to have KG or you're going to have Kendrick Perkins or you're going to have another guard come over to help and make him pass the ball and make other guys win the game for you. And I think that's what they did a really good job the year that they did beat the Lakers. And that's really why they've been able to get to the finals. They've been playing phenomenal team defense, and guys stepping up on the offensive end as well.
So were you surprised that the Celtics had made it as far as they have in the playoffs, considering the kind of up-and-down year that they've had with injuries and just really – not even winning at home. They lost a lot of close games at home. They just – no one really saw where they would be right now.
Well, the thing is, you can't really count a team out. I mean, and in the NBA, it's all about who is hot during the playoffs, who's going to go far. Mm-hmm. And they really turned it on during the playoffs. I wouldn't say the regular season doesn't count, because it does, because it allows you to get a great seed in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I mean, like I said, it's all about who's playing really well and who's hot during the playoffs. And they're really hot. I mean, they've been playing really good team defense. They've been carrying the ball, and Rondo's been playing well above himself.
So, Ronnie, what about you? Physically, how you doing? I know you battled through injuries last year, just about the time you got to Memphis, unfortunately. But how are things going with you? What are you doing now?
I'm doing really well right now. I mean, I'm up in Fayetteville. I'm going to summer school. I'm up here rehabbing with Dave England, and mm-hmm. I've been working.
Pumpkinhead? Oh, don't let him touch you. He killed my killed my career, Ronnie.
No, he knows what he's doing. He's been there long enough. But Dave really took care of me. He's got me on. He had me doing a lot of stuff to get me back on the court, and been lifting a lot of weights, been trying to run and get in good shape, and been shooting the ball a little bit, and I feel pretty good where I'm at right now, and I'm looking forward to next season.
What specifically do you think that you're trying to work on this summer to help your game?
Well, I mean, I think every year you try to add something into your game from what you did last summer, and you work on the thing that you feel like your strength. So basically this summer, I'm continuing to try to work on my jump shot, try to extend my range a little bit and make it more consistent, continue working my free throw stroke, work on my ball handling, and just being a student of the game, watching film to watch some of the things that I excelled at and some of the stuff I didn't do very well. And I think that's going to make me a better player.
So what's your status over there? I mean, we were looking at the contract, and I think we talked about this a little bit when we saw you last time. Would you say it's a team option? Is that where you are right now with the Grizzlies?
I'm a restricted free agent. Okay. And basically what that means is, I mean, July 1st, that's when free agency really opens. And, I mean, teams are going to be able to come in and negotiate with my agent. If they like me, they can make an offer. And Memphis Grizzlies have 7 days to match it officially. And if they do that, they retain my rights, and I'll be back in Memphis. But if they don't, I'll be wherever a team makes the offer.
I would say rake them over the coals, my man. They love you over there in Memphis. They'll pay for you.
I really enjoy playing over there, to tell you the truth. I kind of had mixed emotions about going over when I got traded, but they kind of received me with open arms. I like the city. I like the fans. I like the atmosphere. And the thing about that, it's kind of like Fayetteville, in my opinion. Like, I mean, they really don't have any other thing going, like any other professional team. It's strictly the Grizzlies. There's no football team. There's no really professional baseball team other than the minor league team. So when you really got it going and you're winning, I mean, they're going to show you support, and they're going to come out and fill the arena. And when you're not playing as well, I'm going to let you know it. So, and that's what it's all about.
Being on the outside looking in, Ronnie, it looks like that is a team, and I don't know that we would have said this a couple of years ago, that seems to be doing the right things, moving in the right direction. Uh-huh. And it seems like, again, still a lot of young guys over there, but it seems like that's a team that really has some good things going on and moving forward. You could, as a player with your experience, could commit to that and help them kind of get there.
Most definitely. I feel like they have a really good core group of guys. I mean, if you look at their starting five, very young guys, Mike Conley, Odell Mayo, Rudy Gay, Marc Gasol, and Zach Randolph. Those guys were so solid last year and giving them the push to win so many games. it's that second group that is really young and they're looking for some kind of leadership to make them a better team. I mean, Tabeat, he's a really good player. He's got a lot of potential and a lot of upside. Mm-hmm. Sam Young, same way, DeMarre Carroll. You can go down the list of guys who's got a lot of potential and a lot of upside. So hopefully I can be one of those guys, go out there and provide some depth and really help this team out.
What size hat does Hadidi wear, like a 12?
Biggest head of all time.
That dude has got the biggest head of all time. Does he have a hard time getting his head through doorways?
Who'd you say?
Hadidi.
Ahmed Hadidi.
That dude's got the biggest head of all time. I mean, he's got to wear like a 12 hat, Ronnie.
Yeah, I give him a pretty hard time. I asked him, have you ever wore a fitted cap, like a fitted hat? And he just laughed and said that they don't make it in his size. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's a guy you do not want wearing a T-shirt of yours because he's going to stretch the neck hole out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're never getting back in. That's never going to fit.
You might as well keep it.
That's
might as well keep
it. Oh, man. So you're going to be in Fayetteville all summer? Is that the plan?
Yeah, man. I'm going to be spending most of my time up here. Might hit Memphis up every once in a while and just to work out with some guys over there. But basically, I'm going to be in Fayetteville working out and continuing summer school, basically.
Who'd you spend time with off the court from a teammate standpoint?
In Memphis or Utah?
In Memphis.
Rudy Gay was, like, one of my best friends on the team. I mean, just because we went through the whole draft process. We had workouts together. We played Connecticut when I was at Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And just going to different camps and playing them in AU and stuff like that, we kind of knew of each other. Didn't really have a chance to spend a whole lot of time together. Too, I actually got traded to Memphis. I spent some time with DeMarre Carroll, just basically, really because he used to come up to Fayetteville, the Razorback camp, when Mike Anderson used to coach here, because that's his nephew. So
right.
I knew him through coming up here during the summer and playing against him during basketball camp. And I hang out with Lil Mike. I call him Lil Mike because I mean, I've known him since he was a little kid when he grew up in Fayetteville. So, but everybody on the team is really nice guys, and I get along with them. I get along with the coaching staff, and I feel like it's up and coming team with a lot of potential and potentially a playoff team if we get things going in the right direction.
Even though you're a restricted free agent, obviously this summer is big for all free agents. And everyone's making a huge deal that players are going to meet and maybe try to come up with a plan to all play together on the same team. Now you know, of course, D. Wade and LeBron, all those guys are looking to sign somewhere. What do you make of all that, and where do you think it's ultimately going to end? Where are these guys going to end up?
When people say that all these guys are going to meet up and play together on the same team, it's kind of hard to really say that because, I mean, if you look at the guys who are free agents, you got some of the bigger name free agents. I mean, I heard Dirk Nowitzki is going to opt out. I heard Amari Stoudemire is going to opt out. But you got D. Wade, you got Carlos Boozer, Chris Bosh, Bron James. You still had David Lee's a free agent. Mm-hmm. You have Joe Johnson, who's a free agent. I just don't see three of those guys being on the same team with the salaries that they're going to demand. Mm-hmm. I mean, every one of those guys are going to be 17 or up a year guys. So, I mean, not saying that's not possible to all get all those guys. I mean, I just think it'd be pretty tough unless you're just automatically going to write that team off for being over the salary cap, which is definitely a possibility, though.
We've looked at that. Yeah, it's like, okay, you can get these guys, but you're going to have to play like 3-on-5. So hopefully those three guys are really good.
Yeah, yeah.
Ronnie, we appreciate it, man. So your official pick on the finals is going to be what? You going with the Lakers?
Mm. Oh, man. It's tough for me to say. I definitely think it's going to go 6 or 7 games, minimum. I mean, it's not going to be a 4 or 5-game series. It's definitely going to go 6 or 7 games. I think it's a toss-up.
Sounds like me. He wants the Celtics to win. That's what it sounds like.
You got to go with the West, right?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, being a guy from the West, I mean, I played against the Lakers so many times. But again, with them, I mean, if you don't got everybody at full strength, they're not the same team. I mean, if Andrew Bynum is not contributing, or Gasol, Lamar Odom, Ron Artest, if they're not hitting on all cylinders, that's not the same Lakers team who played throughout the whole season. But you can go back and say the same thing against the Celtics, because when they're healthy, they're a great team. But when they're injured, I think they're a team in the middle of the pack.
All right. We'll see how it plays out.
Heard it here.
Yep.
Said Lakers.
Ronnie Brewer.
Said Lakers in 6. No problem. All right. Hey, Ronnie, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Hope you get right quick and have a great offseason, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate y'all.
After you sign that big new deal somewhere.
All right.
All right. See you, man. Thanks.
Yep.
Appreciate it.